In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, the 9th of May. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Item one today in the news meme of what gives: climate change. The Trump administration has put off for the second time a meeting at which the White House was set to decide whether it's going to stay in the Paris Climate Agreement or get out. It's a decision obviously loaded with business and economic implications, and comes, or doesn't come, I suppose, the decision, as the case may be, as we learned this morning that coal production was up 14% in the first quarter thanks to a cold winter. The long term for coal, though, as you know, is more complicated thanks to market realities, natural gas and renewables, despite the Trump administration's soft spot for it, regulatory-wise. So, from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong gets us going with what gives with coal.
In recent days, two cabinet secretaries have argued that coal is critical to the power grid. In a TV interview, EPA head Scott Pruitt said coal sits on-site at power plants ready to burn, whereas natural gas goes through vulnerable pipelines.
You know, you need solid hydrocarbons on-site that you can store, so when peak demand rises, you've got solid hydrocarbons to draw on. What would happen if we had an attack on our infrastructure when you've converted to natural gas almost exclusively?
It seems a cherry-picked worry to energy analyst John Larson at the Rhodium Group. He says you'd have to take out dozens of gas pipelines for a national emergency. And to him, the real vulnerability is not the power plants that make electricity, but the power lines that deliver it.
A major coordinated cyber attack or physical attack on key transmission resources could generate a blackout, and it wouldn't matter what kind of power plants you've got hooked up to the grid at that point.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry's also chimed in. He's raised concerns over subsidized wind and solar. They only make energy when it's, well, windy and sunny. Perry fears that renewables are pushing out coal and making the grid unreliable. But Jesse Jenkins at the MIT Energy Initiative doesn't see a crisis. If we had one,
prices would be rising for electricity at times when the grid is under stress, and none of those indicators are screaming at us that there's a crisis here. So, you know, it's kind of curious to see this sort of focus right now.
There is suspicion the administration's statements are manufactured problems in search of pro-coal answers. Like what? Well, Energy Secretary Perry has suggested preempting state laws promoting renewables on grounds of energy security. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.